Smile.
90.4 FM.
I'm thinking this is a nice practical gift for a guy. It's like, you know, one of those body washes, but it's also a face wash and a shaving soap, and it's also a shampoo and it's a conditioner, and it's got like odor fighting properties, and it's going to have one of those ultra masculine scents, like diesel burnt smoldering leather on top of a mountain jagged cliff.
Let's just skim right over that.
You don't want a 6-in-1 hair, face, body wash, shampoo, conditioner,
carry
beard
on.
Wash.
If we had a buzzer, that would get a buzzer from me, but carry on.
How about a pair of socks that say, if you can read this, bring me a beer, written underneath the soles of the feet?
Socks?
Yeah.
I think you must change your socks, friend. Oh, whatever you smoke on that one. I will not take even one of your five, not even close to that. Why do you give your dad a dag up? I know, dad, you're the best dad, and then during the years, I don't like that.
There's nothing wrong with practical this year. But just please, not tools. If you don't know what we're using or what brand we're particular to, then let's get the tools.
I'm flying to Dubai on Christmas Day. Literally, the only thing that he's getting for Christmas this year is me.
Are you going to wrap yourself?
Yeah, just put a bow on your head.
I might have invested in one or two things to wrap myself in.
I want to flip the switch a little bit and talk to the ladies.
A lot of shops have made it very easy for us. Solved our problem all in one go. It's the beauty hamper. Beautifully wrapped, usually very colourful. Inside you may find a fragrance. You may find a lovely lotion. You may find a night cream.
Always a loofah. They always got a loofah.
Lovely loofah in there sometimes. That's not a problem, is it?
Except it is. We don't want it anymore. Please stop buying it for us.
Yeah, I also agree. Definitely not the beauty hamper, and the kind of perfumes and things that we like don't come wrapped up in cellophane, so that is an absolute no-no for sure.
I have no problem with the personal things, but please do not buy it for me. Because when you buy somebody something like that, it feels like you're telling me that I'm stinking. And then please don't buy me an air fryer. Just because you buy an air fryer doesn't mean that I'm going to cook more in the week. Because you buy an air fryer to get me excited to cook more meals in the week. Oh, no.
I do a stocking every year for the kids and for my husband, and I told him, look, you know, I've always loved having stockings as a kid and I want to keep the tradition, and I still do it now in my 30s. So please, can you do a stocking for me? That's all I want for Christmas. And I ended up with a couple of packets of spices in my stocking, as well as a huge bag of hazelnuts, because he suggested that I could make my own Nutella with the hazelnuts, because I refused to buy it for him because it has palm nut oil. I wanted to save the orangutan.
And yeah, I'm thinking the one thing women don't want to find in their stockings on Christmas morning is their husband.
Smile breakfast.
Smile breakfast.
Sestot Nyeha.
Nyeha.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.